Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
It's that time of year as college basketball takes center stage with the tournament finally upon us. If you're looking to wager this year, BetOnline is the number one spot for all of your updated odds and info, along with great contests, including the bracket contest, where you have a chance to take home the top prize. Head over to the website or use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEV, that's BLEAV, to get started. BetOnline is your continued source for all your sports wagering needs, including live betting and your favorite Vegas casino games. BetOnline, where the game starts. Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host, Logan Lanners, and today I'm doing a draft prospect look at Jack Jones, the cornerback from Arizona State. So be sure if you enjoy this video or this episode of the podcast, like, comment, share, and subscribe. We go live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. Check out clips of our shows on Instagram at 100 Football. And of course, at our podcast, every single day we got episodes uploaded with amazing content, draft prospects, legend reviews, history specials, I mean, interviews with some of the game's greatest players, draft prospects. I mean, I can't think of what else to say, guys. Anything and everything football related, pretty much, you can find it on our channel. And if we haven't covered it yet, please drop a comment. If you want us to talk about a certain player, we got about a month left before the draft, so you still got some time for that. If you want us to talk about the 1975 Alabama Crimson Tide team that you enjoyed so much, put that in there too. Or if you want us to do a draft profile or a profile look at a legend, whether he was in the NCAA or the NFL, put that in there too, and we will be sure to get to it at a future video. We will get it in our schedule, and we will give you a shout-out for the amazing just suggestion, because we listen to the fans, and we love to hear what you all got to say and what you all want to hear and listen to at 100 Yards of Football. So without further ado, let's talk about Jack Jones, quarterback from Arizona State. He didn't start off Arizona State, however. Let's go back to high school, right? Because he was one of the best prospects in the country in 2015. He was highly, highly recruited, decided he was going to go and spend some time at USC. He was born in Long Beach, California, was the 5'10", 175-pound corner. 2016, first season at USC, 13 total tackles, one pass defended. So not a whole lot of playing time, like I said, freshman season, that's how it usually goes. But he did see a good amount of time as a true freshman, as a reserve cornerback, and mostly on the special teams unit as a kick return option as well. So he was putting in some good work there. 2017, he played and started at corner in all 14 games for the Trojans that year. He got a total of 40 tackles. 7 passes defended, 1 forced fumble, and 4 interceptions. Then after that, he decides, you know, I need to put some work in. I need to transfer. So he ended up going to Moore Park College for a year after transferring. Couldn't go and play for Clemson just yet, or for Arizona State just yet. So he went to Moore Park College, put in some solid work, and he was ranked the number 4 JUCO player, JUCO corner prospect in 2018. So then 2019, redshirt freshman year, came in, played in all 13 games, started just 1 after transferring from JUCO, and he made a good first impression with the Sun Devils in 2019. 46 total tackles, 13 passes defended, 1 forced fumble, and 3 interceptions. So, I mean, hey, he was putting up some tremendous numbers in his first season. 2020, you know, didn't have a whole lot going on for him. He got the start against USC in the opener, and he was the starting punt returner in 2020, but he ultimately didn't have many numbers to speak of. Only 5 tackles, 1 pass defended, and that's about it. Not even an interception to his name that year. So 2021, he knew he needed to come out and put in some good work. and he finished the season strong. 41 total tackles, 6 passes defended, 1 sack is only one in his career, and 3 forced fumbles to go with 3 interceptions, did the young man. So a very just a crazy career, right? Highly recruited in high school, went to USC, played there for a couple of seasons, decided to move on, went to a JUCO college to play, and then that's when Arizona State came calling, and the Sun Devils picked him up, had a pretty solid 2019. 2020 didn't get a whole lot going there, and then 2021 he brought it back up and had to finish his career strong as a Sun Devil. So let's talk more about Jack Jones, what I like about him, his strengths, his weaknesses. So some of his strengths, he trusts his eyes. He has very good awareness, good reaction skills, and he's able to make a break quickly on the ball. He's an aware cornerback, right? He's adept in man coverage. He's solid. He has good physical hand punching at the line. He's not afraid to get a little nasty and give you a nice right hook. He's got good straight line speed. He can stay the course with some receivers downhill. He's alert. He knows in zone coverage, that's where his bread and butter is. A good understanding of where to be at all times. Solid at looking at route progressions, trying to predict where they're going next. Good instincts and anticipation as well. He can read with discipline. He's not afraid to be dangerous, right? He's going up there to get that pick, to get that pass defended. And with the ball in his face, he's got that solid speed. A very good coordinated athlete. He's got good footwork. He's not going to stumble around a lot. And he is hard, man. He is going to be sticking on you like glue. With anticipation and space, watch out because Jack Jones is going to be near at all times.
Tons of people take multivitamins, but it's important to choose one that is top quality. With one delicious scoop of Athletic Greens, you're absorbing 75 high-quality vitamins, minerals, superfoods, probiotics, and adaptogens to start your day right. Their special blend of ingredients supports gut health, your nervous system, your immune system, energy, recovery, focus, and aging. It's also lifestyle friendly and fits a wide range of diets. There's only 1 gram of sugar and no chemicals or artificial anything. Reclaim your health and arm your immune system with convenient daily nutrition. It's just one scoop in a cup of water every day. That's it. To make it easy, Athletic Greens is going to give you a free 1 year supply of immune supporting vitamin D and 5 free travel packs with your first purchase. All you have to do is visit athleticgreens.com/believe. That's B-L-E-A-V. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/believe. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Athletic Greens, take ownership of your health.
What can he improve on, right? What are some weaknesses to his game for this Arizona State cornerback that stands in, like I said, at 5'10" and 175 pounds? So, like I mentioned, height and weight, size, that's going to be the first thing people look at. Very, lightweight, 175, that might be something that larger receivers can have a break on him for. His footwork is a little bit choppy. Like I say, he's got good footwork, but it can be choppy at times. That's only when he's trying to change direction. Just straight line speed, forget about it. He's going to be with you all the way. But if you start maybe doing some more complex routes, and you have to kind of switch from side to side, that's when you can maybe get a break on him as a wide receiver. He needs to just tighten up his angles in pursuit. Sometimes he, instead of taking the sharpest and the quickest route, he could sometimes make a couple of angles that are sometimes questionable or take a little bit longer to get to the ball. Not the best tackler in the world as a cornerback. Definitely needs to work on his technique. Like I mentioned, tackling isn't his strong suit. He didn't have a season of over 50 tackles in his entire career. And also just inside technique and man coverage, he's not going to press you in the corner as a corner, but he is going to stay near you. Like I said, he's not going to be right up on you, but he will stay at least close to you. But if he's in press coverage, it's probably not going to be pretty for him. And overall, like I said, his lack of just his size, right? That's probably going to be the one thing that is going to be maybe his downfall at the next level. Hopefully not, right? Hopefully not. But he has just that smaller frame, and with the guys in the NFL being huge, being monsters, that might be what kind of sets him apart and why he's not on certain people's draft boards or why he's lower ranked as a cornerback this upcoming draft. But overall, I think his strong suits, like I say, he's good in coverage, good in zone, solid in man.
Needs to work on his tackling and his run defense. But, I mean, overall, Jack Jones, he's got some good potential. I feel that if you take a draft, if you draft him, going to be a later round prospect. Like I said, he has shown flashes of being good in special teams, so maybe you could start him out there or as a backup cornerback, and he could work his way up maybe to a starting role. He's got some good potential, and he's got some fire to him, and I like to see that in my corners. So we'll see where Jack Jones can do. Leave a comment. Where do you think he will get drafted? Do you want your team to draft him? And we'll see where this young man can go in about a month in April in Vegas for the NFL draft.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time this show is presented by Bet Online.
So if you enjoyed this video or subscribe to the podcast, please like, comment, share, and subscribe. We're live each and every single week on Facebook and YouTube. We've got clips of the shows at 100th Football on IG, on Instagram. Check us out over there. Of course, the podcast, shout out Believe Podcast. You know, all the love they give us and all the platforms, like I mentioned. Anyway, that's the podcast, right? We got Spotify up here. We got Apple Podcasts, but we got many other places as well. iTunes, iHeartRadio, Pandora now even, I believe, Overcast. If you have an Alexa or a Google Home device, you can say it on there and it'll work. So, I mean, wherever there's the podcast, go over there, check us out. And we have shows ranging anywhere from about 10 to 15 minutes all the way up to an hour, just depending on what we're talking about, who we're talking to. And you can always expect some amazing football content on our channels and on our podcast each and every single week. Like I said, I've been your host, Logan Mayer, talking about Jack Jones, the cornerback out of Arizona State. Have a tremendous day, guys. We will talk to you again on another live episode, and we will bring you some more of the best football content in the very near future right here on 100th Football Sports Talk Radio. Be safe, and we'll talk to you in a future episode.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on, and who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. Tune in daily to the podcast and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.